All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Michael Rosen. And, you know, if you are just joining us this evening at 8 p.m., I will be at candidate Mandela Barnes, who is lieutenant governor, who is a candidate for the Democratic nomination to actually run against United States Senator Ron Johnson. And so I'll be live from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. p.m. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tune in. We'll have guests. Certainly, we're going to have a conversation with Mandela Barnes. Senator Tammy Baldwin, United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, is going to be there. I know we'll be able to have a conversation with her and others. So that's going to be from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. this evening. I'll be back in the saddle again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., I think. but I know I will. And what I'll do is I'll definitely line up many different political guests for tomorrow morning, as tonight will be a time for frolic, because Mandela Barnes is going to be the last man standing, and he will become the nominee to take on Ron Johnson. And I am telling you right now that Mandela Barnes is going to defeat Ron Johnson and become one of the youngest United States senators in the history of this nation, 35, 36 years old. He'll be there for, you know, decades. So it's a big deal. It really is. Make sure you get out and vote. If you haven't voted, you can do that now until 8 p.m. this evening. So make sure you bring an ID. If you're in line by the time the polls close, doesn't matter how late it is, you get a chance to cast your ballot. But I want to talk now about you know, what is taking place because of the raid at Donald Trump's boudoir. You can, Mar-a-Lago, you can talk about what's right, what's wrong, and what should happen and what should not happen. But what took place was based on the fact that a judge determined, based on evidence, that something, that Donald Trump did something illegal. And when you hear senators like Florida Senator Marco Rubio warning the president of the United States administration is playing with fire, after Donald Trump said the FBI raided his Mar-a-Lago resort. He ain't playing with fire. Donald Trump is not president of the United States anymore, and he hasn't been for going on almost 2 years. He's not a king. He's not an emperor. He lost. He should go somewhere and take his ball and sit down. Because nobody, for the most part, outside of a select few people who clearly have some issues, care anything at all about what Donald Trump, who is clearly a criminal, you know, it really does give me pause to hear Republicans constantly talking about law and order. Well, we're about law and order, and then there's criminal activity going on all over this country, and the Democrats won't put 87,000 more police in position Because that's what we are concerned about, law and order. Oh, you are you? Donald Trump and the things that he's done and the things that they can get him on, clearly they haven't gotten him on anywhere near the amount of things that he's done. What helped him was the fact that he was president of the United States. In fact, the fact that Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice and the FBI and the head of the FBI, the guy Donald Trump put in that position and said, was a great guy. I remember when he put him in the position, oh, he's a great guy. He really is. Well, now, that's the guy who had to pull the trigger on going to Mar-a-Lago. And as Donald Trump and you know, said, well, he even broke in my safe. Criminal activity was underway with the then president of the United States. He committed crimes. And if you are a person who claims to be so pro-law and order and you want them to crack down on cities, you know, those people in the cities, they really need, you know, they're criminals and we need more police. As a matter of fact, instead of 87 different IRS agents, 87,000 different IRS agents, we want 87,000 more police. Okay. Well, let's start right there in Mar-a-Lago. Let's start right there with Donald Trump and clean up that mess. Demand that they clean that mess up. Because that criminal activity was done in the highest level of this government for the entire world to see. And now, those things that have been done in the dark are finally coming to the light. And those who thought that Donald Trump, he almost himself believed that he was untouchable. He really did. And those around him helped him believe that he was untouchable. So Marco Rubio, little Marco, as Donald Trump called you when you were running against him, you know, and now you're willing to sell everything it is you have because you're a coward, you're afraid to talk about what the truth is. What kind of people who are in political leadership and you're a United States senator and Donald Trump is nothing or nobody, he's a citizen. Why are you cowering at the foot of a citizen? Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, yeah, conservatives who listen to this show, shouldn't you ask the question why United States senators are afraid of a citizen? Well, yeah, he's the Don. Oh, you don't mean just Donald Trump. You mean he's the Don, i.e. someone you should fear. I don't deny that or dispute that that's part of what happens with Donald Trump. There are people who are so terrified that he's got something on them or he's going to do something to them if they straighten their backs up. But you don't have enough of them to straighten their backs up. There's conversation and talk coming from areas of MAGA land and MAGA world that they're going to take on the FBI in whatever manner that is. Whatever kind of threat you may sense that to be, they're saying these things publicly. Taking on the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I just don't understand why the hammer doesn't fall on those who now are willing to do whatever it takes. You got to understand what time it is in this country. And this country is in a serious, serious way. Because either you agree with Donald Trump or you disagree. And if you wind up being one of those who disagree, there are threats going to be made on you. Well, you know, sometimes you have to ignore the threats and challenge and speak truth to power. You know, the problem, one of the major problems we have is people are so afraid. What are you afraid of? You know, these people who support Trump, I get it. There, many of them, are thugs. That's what they are. I didn't say all. I said many of them. And so what do? They threaten people. You know, they talk about what happens in central cities across the nation. But I'm talking about the folk who in broad daylight make threats to people who don't support the criminal that is their king and their leader and their ruler. Some of us, we don't have to worry about that anymore. Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. He hasn't been for almost 2 years. Yet you are still capitulating, bowing and scraping every time you see him, as if he somehow has some kind of juice that's going to allow him to become the president of the United States ever again. That's never going to happen again. That mistake will go down in history as one of the worst mistakes in the history of this nation. A man who clearly has no conscience and who has really taken this nation on a rocket ship to hell. That's what Donald Trump has done. And he's taken a lot of you for the ride along with him. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back. What do you know about Frankie Lyman, man? Wow, man. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Man, your range in music, man, is great.
I just love music so much.
I have so much fun back here. I mean, Frankie Lyman, man. When I first started hearing it, I said, that sounds like Frankie Lyman. I know he can't be playing Frankie Lyman. But anyway, man, you know, 71 years ago today, one of the darkest chapters in mankind took place as the United States dropped the second nuclear bomb on Japan. You know, 2 days earlier, the first of the bombs was dropped on Hiroshima. Hundreds of thousands of people were mutilated, and died. And you know, by the end of 1945, the bombing had killed an estimated 150,000 people in Hiroshima, and a further 74,000 in Nagasaki. In the years that followed, many of the survivors would face leukemia, cancer, or other terrible side effects from the radiation. Man, can you imagine 145,000 people dying? And then turned around 2 days later, after Japan had capitulated, we then turned around and dropped another bomb on Nagasaki. The uranium bomb detonated over Hiroshima on August 6, 1945. Yield equaled 15,000 tons of TNT. It razed and burnt around 70% of all buildings and caused an estimated 140,000 deaths by the end of 1945. A slightly larger plutonium bomb exploded over Nagasaki. 71 years ago today, they dropped a bomb over Nagasaki and leveled 6.7 square kilometers of the city and killed 74,000 people by the end of 1945. The ground temperature reached 4,000 degrees and radioactive rain poured down. If a nuclear weapon were to be detonated over a city today, first responders, hospital, firemen, and organizations would simply be unable to help. This powerful video by the Red Cross explains why. You know, how do you, after that, and I know that there are American people who don't like to hear this, but how can we dare tell Iran that you can't have a nuclear weapon? Because if you have one, we're going to attack you. When we have 7,000 ourselves, and we're the only people who ever used nuclear weapons. How do you reconcile that? You know, I have people who sometimes don't like the things that I say, but they can't argue with me on these things because it makes no sense at all. We're worried about the other nations of the world using nuclear weapons. We're the only ones who ever used them and have one of the biggest stockpiles and the most modern stockpiles today. Have we not learned from that? It's a fair question. When we knew all of those people that were liquidated, we dropped the first one and we saw the major damage that occurred 2 days earlier. And we saw that. And then Japan was looking to say, you know, uncle, we don't want anymore. We decided to drop another one. Man, 71 years ago, the power that unleashed, that was hell on earth, liquidated people. I remember reading things about what took place there as a child. Just shadows of people on walls, nothing else. And the bombs we have now, so much more powerful. Why are we still producing nuclear weapons? Can somebody, you know, tell me, 844-967-2789, why? You know, well, you know, other people have them. Yeah, they do. But those people have them because we were the first ones with them. and people feared because we're the only ones who ever used them, that we would use them again. And they didn't want to be left without. We created this nuclear proliferation. The United States did. We were the first ones with them, and we've never been without them since. And so we're the number one and number two with the most potent nuclear arsenal on Earth, the most up-to-date. Total destruction is what it wrought. Our phone line is open, 844-967-2789. You know, 71 years ago today. And you know, my thing is we don't talk about it enough. Maybe if we did, we'd bring enough pressure on our government to back off. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking with my earlier guest, and we didn't get a chance to get into it. But, you know, I was asking him about his thoughts, Dr. Michael Rosen. And I was asking him about his thoughts on who would you rather see when the Republican, election to run against nomination, to run against Governor Tony Evers. And I thought about it, and part of me said, no, man, I want to see. Now, I don't want to see Rebecca Clayfish win. I mean, do it really matter? I mean, six on the one hand, half a dozen on the other. Do I really care whether it's Tim Michaels or Rebecca Clayfish to run against Tony Evers? They're just the set different wings of the same bird. They're going to do the exact same thing, whether it's Rebecca Clayfish again or Tim Michaels. They're going to carry out this assault on people in this state that, you know, they want to pay back, you know, Governor Evers. They have never accepted the fact that Scott Walker is no longer the governor of the state of Wisconsin. People had enough of him. Had 8 years, and he was trying to, you know, weasel his way in for another four. People had enough of him, and they jettisoned him and got him and Rebecca Clayfish out of Dodge, which is what should have happened. And now Governor Evers has been there for 4 years. He's comfortable in the seat. And so Republicans are trying to marshal all the forces that they can to get back control over the state government. They already have it from the legislature perspective, but certainly, can you imagine what would have been done, what they tried to do, that Governor Evers was able to block? You know, and had Governor Evers not been able to block what's in their minds, where the state would have been? We already know where it is. But can you imagine how much further in the dung heap the state of Wisconsin would be if there was no Democrat who's able to fend off what the conservatives have in their minds? Now, the question becomes, and I kind of posed it to Dr. Rosen, and he said something to me that made me stop and think about, yeah, you know, what he's talking about makes sense. He said, I would rather that Rebecca Clefish wins, because if she wins, the Tim Michaels supporters, when it comes time in the end to vote, you know, for whoever the person is going to be that's going to challenge Governor Evers, that the Michaels people, the Trump's people, are going to not vote. There's a good chance, a better chance, that they won't vote in protest because of all the mud that Rebecca Clefish and her people have slung towards Tim Michaels, that they won't vote, which certainly makes it easier for Governor Evers to retain this seat. What say you? 844-967-2789. I think it makes sense. The harsh feelings that Rebecca Clefish and her camp have garnered and mustered up to attack Tim Michaels, they're not going to forget that. And it's not going to go easy, you know, knowing that Republicans, you know, carry grudges. And no question. And so they watch what Rebecca Clefish has said and done to expose Tim Michaels as an outsider, as somebody who's enriched himself from government. And you think they're going to be excited to vote for Rebecca Clefish? The answer is no. That's going to be Republicans, because he's been endorsed by Donald Trump, and Trump's going to tell him clearly not to, to vote for her. And because they're not free, many of them, and don't have their own minds and don't think independently, they're going to follow the line that's already been placed out there for them by their fearless leader, Donald Trump. So I'm pulling for Rebecca Clefish to win this evening, because I think that's a guarantee that Governor Evers remains in office. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You know, that election, Speaker Robin Voss, who has a challenger in Donald Trump and former State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, have all but stuck a knife in Robin Voss's back. And now, you know, you watch this implosion with the Republican Party on a state level. You watch the implosion of the Republican Party on a national level. And you say, how are these people going to be able to survive this? You know, it's one thing when they're all together beating up Democrats, but they really show how ruthless they can be, excuse me, when they go after their own kind. And that's what's been taking place over the last several months as this election moves closer to fruition. Today is election day. And do everything within your power. If you have not voted thus far, make sure you get out and do that. These are critical times and junctures. And we have to stop the Republican Party where it is. You can't allow it to expand any further. At least we wind up with something that we may not be able to overcome in this country. I really believe that. I don't think it's hyperbole what I'm saying. I've seen this for far too long. I know exactly what it is when I'm looking at the Republican Party. They can't hide anything from me because I've been watching them for over 40 years. You know, maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe what many who don't like the Republican Party or many who don't support conservative movements, I think you need to really see them for what they are. Not all, but far too many. And not focus on and get to see it for yourself. Because that's where I think most of the dangers come from, is people aren't willing to look at, you know, again, their friends and family who are Republican. And you don't want to see that. I get it. You still love your loved one. But you can love your loved one and say to them, are you out of your friggin' mind? Don't you see what the Republican Party stands for? Listen, I'm not all in on Democrats. I'm not. But certainly, when you look at the Democratic Party next to the Republican Party, one of them needs to be fumigated, and it's not the Democratic Party. Listen, critical, critical time, critical juncture right now. And the Republican Party needs to be stopped. Needs to be stopped on the state level. Needs to be stopped on the national level. What do they control now? 30 state houses or more? That's where the action is, and that's why you need to be voting. All politics are local. Make sure you get out and vote this morning, this afternoon, and this evening. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Erlingham Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingham Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, young Connor, you probably wonder why I always say young Connor.
No, I'm young, so
yeah, it makes sense. Because people used to say to me, hey, young man.
And, don't do it to me.
And so I remember that like yesterday, man. Young man, young man, young man, young man. And now, of course, they don't call me young man anymore. Let's do this, man. Let's just bring Lou on from Cutter. Hey, Lou, what's going on, man?
You there?
Yes.
Okay, good to talk to you. You know, I am so pleased that you're desperate to get rid of Ron Johnson because he is effective. That's what it tells me. And I'm going to vote for him. He's the pushback. And, you know, I might add, too, we've come to the...
Wait a minute. He's the pushback on what?
Pushback against the leftist agenda which you represent. Your agenda is about two things, victimhood and dependency. That's how you derive your power. And on the national level,
damn,
we see the American FBI going after Donald Trump. This
Hold on. Hey, Lou.
I'm going to make my point.
The American FBI. What are the FBI
the,
is
the
it?
FBI.
The American
FBI. The Garden
FBI.
FBI. Go after the political enemies of the Biden administration. That is Soviet-style political terrorism. It's a Soviet Marxist state. Aren't you shocked to get a call like this?
No, man. I was wondering when I was going to get it. I mean, I know you guys are out there.
I'm here. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I'm laughing. It's why I'm laughing, man. I'm laughing because, first off, you know, you refer to the FBI as if it's some entity outside of the federal government, you know. And when Donald Trump was president.
It is the federal government.
Well, that's correct, as it was under Donald Trump when he was president, as it was under any other president. It has not changed because
there's
a different president.
That's not correct. It has changed. We see people building agendas inside the FBI where we have specific. There was a thing on, I think it was Fox Business last week, where they identified the people who are writing the narrative for the FBI to use that they preach, you know, and this is the narrative that allows them to do what they do.
Okay, hold on. Here's what I'm going to do. Hang on. I'm going to bring Bob in and let him have a conversation with you. Bob, you want to have a conversation with Lou?
I've got something to say directly. I don't know if I didn't quite hear what Luke was saying.
No, well, hang on then, Bob. Hang on. So Lou, go ahead.
I've just come to realize, and so have a lot of other people, that we are at a specific point in time where the rule of law is collapsing, like the southern border, for example, and we see agencies of government being politicized to go after the political enemies of the administration.
Donald Trump didn't do that?
I'm talking about the present administration.
No, I'm not. Listen, you can't talk about the present administration and disavow the one before that. Because when you make statements like you just made, and then you disavow the administration before this one and what did.
Earl, I'm pushing back.
You're pushing back.
40, you said you've been watching Republicans for 40 years?
Have. Yes.
Okay, so that means Democrats have run all of our large American cities for 50 to 60 years, and they still have the failures that we do. High crime.
What does that have to do?
Does
that have to do with the fact that there's a former president of the United States who has committed crimes and who the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in which the head guy was appointed by President Donald Trump, and Donald Trump sang his praises.
40 years of American Republicans, you've been watching them, and you haven't stood up to the failures inside American cities of Democratic administrations, mayors, boards of education,
Have there been failures on the right?
Oh, probably.
Well, then what the hell are you talking about?
Tell me what they are. What are the failures?
It's clear to see what the failures of the conservative movement and Republican Party is. They're more concerned about the wealthy than they are the average American citizen. That's a fact. And their policies will bear that out over the last 40 years. And so you somehow and others like you seem to think that you are, and these people are willing to fight for you and others like you, when they could care less about you. You're just as poor and raggedy and out of doors like most of the other people. Republican Party does not care about you as an average person. You are foolhardy if you think that's the case.
You were talking about, you're describing precisely Democrats and Democrat leftists.
I'm gonna
dig up some more information for you. I'll come back at you in a few days, and we'll have at this again.
Because I know that
you are upset that people like me, I am the pushback call,
sir,
and I rain on your parade.
Hey, Lou, I'm not upset with you being pushing back. That, you know, unlike unlike conservative squawk radio, sir, that will not allow a call like you on the other side of the equation, and that's a fact. You know, nobody from the other side is going to get an opportunity to do what you say, push back on conservative talk radio, because their goal is certainly to continue to brainwash people like you.
Your very own radio station refuses to take my calls on Matt Flynn direct in the morning.
Listen, man, I can speak for Matt Flynn. You're on my show.
Well, I'm telling you. I'm telling you that you're leftist radio operators.
Hey, Lou, you're on my show. So that's all I can speak for. You know, this is where you are. So you can't say that you're not getting an opportunity. I'm telling you across the board on conservative talk radio from morning to evening, they're not accepting people who call who don't agree with them. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Bob,
I'll
what's
call
going
you
on?
Back.
Thank you very much, Bob. How you doing? What do you say?
Well, terrific. It's good to talk with you, Earl, and with our all listeners.
Thank you.
I just need to say the way I spent this morning was I picked up meals from a charity and drove around the north part of the north side of Milwaukee to make sure that people, beggars on the street, got something to eat.
That's great.
My parents told me a story when they were sitting and having lunch with Joe McCarthy, an aide in Joe McCarthy's office that just happened to be a Democrat. And this was in the 40s. And this person explained to mom and dad that what they did, what the method was to offer a tax break to the middle class and lower income, a tax break. And then they said, oh, I'm getting a tax break. But that wasn't the real deal. Was the tax break for the most wealthy was extremely more, much larger than the
right
pittance that was given out to the lower income. The failure of government today is to not is to focus on the militarization of the policing rather than the sociology of serve and protect. We need to serve and protect, and we need to enhance education
for everybody.
You got that right, including the elite who think that whatever they do is just holy.
You know, Bob.
Thank you for what you do.
Bob, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for what you do. All right, I got to get out of here, but I'll be appearing tonight from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. I will be at Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes' victory party. We will be broadcasting live from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Join me as we, bring on various guests all across the network of these radio stations. We'll be talking about the election outcomes this evening. So join me again from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. as I do double duty. You've been tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. I'll be back this evening, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and then back again on Monday, on the next morning, which will be, what day will that be? Friday? No, Wednesday. What's today, Tuesday? Oh, I don't know.
I'm tired, too.
Right. Join me this evening, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., as we bring back election results. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me.